We as a society have fortunately become more aware and responsive to workplace harassment, and was certainly not the case just a few years ago, really. It's been an infection in work environments at all levels, but it took the brave women on the largest stages to step forward and say, this will end now. My next guest is one of those women. Rather than just take care of her own personal situation and disappear, she's become a very strong vocal advocate for women harassed in the workplace. One of her ways of advocacy can be seen Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Lifetime. It's called Gretchen Carlson Breaking the Silence. And with us now as a preview is, of course, Gretchen Carlson. How are you today?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for giving me a shout-out for all the work that's been going on since my story broke 2 years ago.
And GretchenCarlson.com is her website. You can follow along with what's to come, along with her book, Be Fierce, Stop Harassment, and Take Your Power Back, which is certainly important reading. But let's focus on the show coming up on Monday, because you tell and you bring to life, because as I said in the introduction, we've seen the Me Too movement with the people such as yourself and others in the high platform stages with the spotlight, which has been a great thing. But now you're bringing it down to the, I guess you'd call it the 9-to-5 world, with real stories. I think are a lot of people who watch are really going to connect and maybe even become more aware of, well, maybe this has been happening in my workplace and I've been turning a blind eye to it.
Exactly. So I really wanted to focus on the every woman story, because after my story broke, I started hearing from all of these women. And first it was dozens, then hundreds, then thousands. And I realized that we had a pervasive epidemic in our society, and it crossed every socioeconomic line and every profession. And what I tended to hear from all these women was, nobody ever believed me and nobody ever listened to my story. And so I wanted to do that. So I traveled the country throughout the summer and the fall and went to New Orleans and Kansas City and California and Minnesota and Virginia to hear these women's stories. And so we focus in on the fast food workers at McDonald's. We focus in on a female firefighter and another lesser-known journalist. And we really tell the story of what you deemed the 9-to-5 worker who simply, in the past, couldn't afford to come forward, right, literally, and also because of what might happen, which is mostly the case in the past, was they would be fired for having the courage to come forward.
You mentioned the firefighter, Kathleen Stanley. I think, one of the important, most important stories, not that the other ones are less to any degree, but this was a fire battalion chief who was trying to defend other women who were being harassed.
And exactly that, right. So her specific job as that chief was to run the women's program, which was to try and make actually the environment better within the county amongst firefighters between men and women. And in essence, what she alleges is that when she took in these complaints and tried to get something done about it, that she was actually retaliated against from actually just doing her job. And so her lawsuit is still in progress there. The stories and allegations of some of what these female firefighters have faced are explosive, and they're disgusting. And I think people will, once again, just be shocked when they watch this documentary Monday to see the kind of behavior that's allegedly still happening across workplaces all across our country. Then you move on to the fast food workers who, you know, they're making $15 an hour and they're supporting entire families on that. So when they get harassed on the job, and in one case, the young worker down in New Orleans who alleges she was actually sexually assaulted by a colleague, a male colleague in the bathroom at McDonald's, and when she went to complain, nothing happened. I mean, these are serious, explosive allegations, and we're taking them head-on during the documentary, and we also go out to try and get answers for these women.
Documentary is Gretchen Carlson, Breaking the Silence. It's on Monday night, this Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern on Lifetime. GretchenCarlson.com is Gretchen's website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Do these stories further demonstrate how sexual harassment isn't an act of one-to-one? It seems like, especially with the firefighter story, it's a whole systematic harassment going on against these women.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of the undersold part of the story, is the retaliation. So oftentimes when people hear about a sexual harassment case, they want to hear about all the details of the sexual acts and things that may have actually happened, right? But instead, we should be focusing on what has happened if women rebuff these advances or went to complain. And that's when the real story starts to happen, which is the retaliation. And, you know, I have to say that can be much more painful than even actually the harassment, because the retaliation that these firefighters and these young women working for minimum wage have had to face is immense. Just trying to come to work every day and not knowing what you're going to face. And that is what we really try to expose in this documentary so that the American public can get a better sense of what the whole side of harassment is all about. It's not just the sexual comments. It's what happens when you actually have the nerve to complain.
I mean, a lot of people say almost dismissively, well, that's the time you find out who your friends are. But the pain of that discovery is a lot more than I think a lot of people can even imagine it to be.
Well, I found out who my friends were when I came forward. You know, it was an interesting dynamic because some people that I wholeheartedly expected to hear from, I never did. And some people who I hadn't heard from in 30 years reached out to me. So you do find out who your friends are, and you really focus in on what's important in life, which ends up being family and, to some extent, your friends.
You think, too, another cost of harassment, because you have the women at McDonald's who are scratching and clawing to keep their family together and provide for them financially. You have Lisa Schroeder, who was a nurse's aide. Kathleen Staveley, you mentioned, with the fire battalion chief. And Carla Amezola, who was the journalist. These are people, women who had passions for their jobs. And that passion is being deflated, challenged, attacked, just as they are physically and emotionally.
I know, and it's such a great point, because the majority, I'd say 99.9% of the women who reached out to me after my story, some of whom are featured in this documentary, some of whom are featured in my book, Be Fierce, the end result for them and that passion they had in life was that they never worked again. And so are we okay in this country knowing that we've taken away the American dream and the passion from so many women, thousands and thousands of women, for simply having the courage to come forward and say, hey, I'm not being treated okay at work. And then it's okay to take away their careers and their passion. I mean, that's the reality of what we're up against here. And one of the reasons that I feel like this movement has stayed alive and that people are still talking about it and hopefully watching the documentary on Monday night is that the American public was so shocked to hear about these stories. I think that the majority of the American public thought we had eradicated this issue, or that women had been elevated to particular promotions and positions of power within corporate America so that this type of activity wasn't going on anymore. And the reality is it's still out there in a pervasive way. So I actually believe that the anger of the American public is what has been one of the pieces of why this has stayed alive as far as a movement.
And certainly your show Monday night is going to put it, because people think, well, that's not my backyard, but the stories you're going to tell on Gretchen Carlson Breaking the Silence Monday at 8 Eastern on Lifetime shows it just might well be in your backyard.
Yeah, I think it would be that would be the reality, because what I've found is that almost every woman across this country has a story, and that's outrageous. And so if companies say, well, we don't get a lot of complaints, or if people listening say, well, we've never heard of this, well, then I think it's only because people haven't had the courage to tell it. Because I've heard from so many women that it's impossible to keep up with everyone who wants to share their painful story. And, you know, really my work and this documentary is about getting answers and trying to move the ball forward, but also trying to fix this problem so that our children don't have to face it. And that's a huge part of what inspires me. I have two children, teenagers, and I don't think anyone wants this to happen to their kids. And that's why I continue to do the work that I'm doing.
And certainly talking, conversation, and facing challenges, that is part of the path to the answers, and that's part of what Gretchen will be doing this Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on Lifetime with Gretchen Carlson Breaking the Silence. Don't forget her book, Be Fierce, Stop Harassment and Take Your Power Back. GretchenCarlson.com is her website. Gretchen, thank you for the work that you do, continue to do. You're making a difference. You're helping us become more aware and proactive in a pretty nasty situation that has gone on way too long. Thank you for doing that, for being here.
Thank you so much for showcasing my documentary and my work. I appreciate it. Take care.